The Diocesan Search Committee of the Diocese of New York and New Jersey presented questions to the nominees they will present at the upcoming Extraordinary Diocesan Assembly for the High Office of Diocesan Bishop. The questions, offered in interview format, were formulated to allow the nominees an opportunity to address, in their own voices, the areas of concern most widely shared throughout the diocese, as delegates and faithful of the parishes seek to prayerfully discern how they shall approach the assembly and the upcoming election. There are two parts to each interview. Each part is comprised of two questions and the responses from the nominee. The following is part one of the interview with Archpriest Michael Dehulich. Father Michael, what are your thoughts and reflections regarding the recent crisis we faced in the Orthodox Church in America?
This has been a crisis of administrative failures and financial woes, to be sure. But I think the real heart of the matter is that it's more of a breakdown in the trust that we have seen take place, heard about it, and painfully watched it at those town meetings, especially the ones that I was able to be present for. Person after person, young and old, men and women, people who were Orthodox as infants and people who became Orthodox by choice later in their life, they were all wounded, they're all hurt by this breach of trust at the highest levels of our church. It's divided families, it's divided friends, it's divided parishes and dioceses in the national church. Now, on the one hand, I think it's clear that such a breakdown in trust is devastating. I think people stopped giving financially, stopped coming to church, stopped being involved. Some people may have, left the church because of this. And we need to recover from it, to heal from it. I think that's only going to take a lot of time and the medicines of openness and honesty, transparency and accountability at every level. I think on the other hand, though, we have to remember that our church has two dimensions, the human and the divine. And instances like this crisis, where the human side of the church has failed us, needs to bring us closer to the true head of our church, our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. In the hymnography of the liturgy, we sing Sunday after Sunday the words of the psalmist David, "Put not your trust in princes or in sons of men in whom there is no salvation." Don't put your trust in priests. Don't put your trust in me. Put your trust in him who grants us salvation. The truth is, I will always disappoint people. I mean, not every minute, but in the course of my life, there's going to be somebody I disappoint. That's true of every priest. That's true of every hierarch. It's only our Lord, only our Savior, who does not disappoint us. And so while the healing, I think, involves not continuing to make the same mistakes, not continuing to do the things that we've been critical of, and not to make the same mistakes of the past, it also involves recommitting ourselves to Christ, to put our complete trust in Him and Him alone, who is our sure hope. And so as we face this crisis, as we try to move beyond it, I think we have to take the words of our Lord to St. Paul, "My strength is made perfect in your weakness." We have to admit to be a weakened church. We have to admit to be weakened individuals. And rather than decry that, rather than stay in that weakened state. We have to draw the strength that it can only come from Christ. I mean, we can help each other, support each other, but it really, really involves coming closer to Christ and living the life of faith that we're called to live, individually in our lives, in our families, in our parishes, in our friendships, to overcome what's divided us in this devastating time that the Church experienced these past few years.
Father Michael, following the release of the Special Investigative Committee report, the enthronement of His Beatitude, Metropolitan Jonah, and the measures taken to address past administrative failures, where would you say we stand today? And what do you regard as the most pressing issues we face in the days ahead?
I think we had an electrifying experience with the election of His Beatitude at the All-American Council. And I sensed then, and I continue to sense it now, that we stand at the precipice of where the past and the future meet. And so we have to ask the question, you know, will we hang on to the hurts of the past, or will we move on with the work of the Church? And I think His Beatitude Metropolitan Jonah has laid out a vision for the future. He's told us we need to fight the passions with humility and with repentance. We need to heal and grow the parishes, the dioceses of the OCA. We need to reach out to others with the truth of the Orthodox faith. We need to reach out to the least of the brethren in providing, in caring for their needs. And we need to recommit ourselves to the goal of one holy Catholic Apostolic Orthodox Church in the land in which we live. I think that those are the pressing issues. And these are the issues we face today, but they're the same issues that were faced by the early Church, by Byzantium, by Russia, and by the architects of autocephaly in 1970. They're the same issues. It's just times have changed. The situations are different, but the issues of where the Church needs to go, still there. The early Church, for instance, you know, faced times of trouble. St. Luke admits them. You know, Judas betrayed Jesus. Ananias and Sapphira cheated the Church. Simon the magician tried to buy grace. Diotrephes had to be disciplined by John the Apostle. The Church was ripped apart by the Judaizing controversy. Okay. But the Church survived. The Church actually flourished. Because she stayed focused, not on the problems, but on the prize. She stayed focused on the heavenly kingdom. She relied on the Holy Spirit. He raised up Matthias to replace Judas. He settled the controversy at the Council of Jerusalem that enabled the Church to receive the Gentiles without making them go through the hoops of the traditions that were not necessary for salvation. So I think the challenge for us is certainly to learn from our past, not to repeat the mistakes that we've made, but to press forward with our eyes fixed on the Lord, on the Lord Jesus, as St. Paul writes to the Hebrews, to do the work of the Church under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And so, you know, to be the Church in the sense that we're Christ's presence in the world, that we reach out to bring non-Orthodox to Christ in our Church, to serve the needs of the people of God, and to bring about one Church in America. But at the same time, renewing our commitment personally, renewing our parish commitment, and renewing our diocese commitment to Christ. It's at all levels that we have to be dealing with the issues that the Church dealt with, not only the first century, not only the 21st century, but all the centuries in between.
This concludes part one of the interview with Archpriest Michael Dehulich.